Morning, guys. How we doing? I want to start off by saying what great fan support we had this past Sunday. It was it was awesome being back in TCF and, you know, getting the crowd roaring for us and pulling for us. And, you know, going back in TCF again this weekend is really going to help us. That home field advantage has been huge for us. We've got the greatest fans in the NFL, and hopefully we can keep winning for them and keep them happy and keep them cheering for us.
Speaking generally about this extra point, it sounds like it's 94 is roughly the conversion rate, and yeah, 99. Do you think that will improve over time because of how mental kicking is, or do you think just because it got moved back, that's kind of where that number will sit?
It'll probably stay the same, and maybe as we get windier and colder and outdoor, a lot of outdoor games, you know, I think the indoor people got it easier. You know, because people think a 33-yard field goal is a chip shot. It's not. It's still a field goal. You know, the snap, hold, and kick have to be good. And obviously you should make those. NFL kickers should make them at a higher clip than 94%, I would think. But at the end of the day, should be about that, right, about that number. I'm not into predictions, but I would assume that's going to be right around 94, 95 the rest of the year.
What did you see on Blair's miss on Sunday? He said his line was off a little bit.
Yeah, he pushed it again. He's not. That's our mentality this week. We're not going to push any more kicks. We're done with that. That's been our attitude this week.
What does that mean, push a kick?
As he lines up, like this gentleman said, his line was a little bit off, so he ends up pushing the kick this way rather than following through and putting it through towards his target.
Coaching a kicker is like a pitcher. Is there a release point, and is it? That technical, or is
you know, I've never been a pitching coach, and I was a terrible pitcher in high school, so I can't. That's probably a bad analogy for me, but and I'm not a very good golfer either. I know they for punting and kicking, the analogy is a lot like a golfer, I guess, in terms you don't want to swing too hard. Your follow through needs to be the same every time. You need to have a consistent swing, a consistent point where his foot, a punter or kicker strikes the ball, much like a golfer where the club strikes the ball. So those are the little things that we continue to work on, you know, attacking the ball, but attacking it under control, attacking it with a good follow through, those type of things.
So it is, it's not, people assume it's in.
Well, a lot of it's mental too, you know, being a, obviously there's probably hundreds of kickers that are good enough and hundreds of punters that are good enough to kick and punt in the NFL. But the ones that last are the ones that are their most consistent performers, obviously. And those are the guys that are more mentally tough than the others those are the ones that last and have good careers.
For the mental side of it, for him to make both field goals, how important is that to build some momentum on that side of things?
It was good. I mean, he hit the ball well. He's been hitting the ball well the whole time. He just can't push anymore. You know, he's got to attack him with great follow through, and that's been our mentality this week. He had a great workout yesterday. We're having another kicking session today, and we're going to build off yesterday's success.
Is there any worry that if he's trying not to push it, that maybe he'll pull it too far the other way?
No. I mean, that would be a natural worry, of course, but not with Blair, you know, because he's pretty good about not wrapping his foot. And that's usually what happens when you pull the ball for a righty. When you pull the ball left, you wrap your foot. That's been, you know, the common error for some kickers. Anybody want to ask me about some of the good things we did?
You see that you liked on Sunday?
No, our guys played hard, and we don't want to talk a whole lot about last Sunday's game. I was proud of the way the guys came out and played, and we played hard, but we have to understand why we were successful this past Sunday, and that's been my message to our guys, is that you can't just flip a switch and be successful on special teams. You have to put in the film work. You've got to put in the walkthroughs like we did today, practices, the little things that we do to play at a high level. We expect our guys to play at a high level again and again and again, and that's what makes a great special teams unit, that we can go out there on Sunday and be consistently good. I thought we controlled field position on Sunday, and that's what we have to do against a really, really good San Diego team. They're well coached, they play hard, and we have our work cut out for us. And they've got a great returner. If he's healthy, Jacoby Jones, if he's healthy, we've got a big challenge ahead of us.
One of the hardest things about special teams is that if you do your job, people just kind of take it for granted, or at least the casual layman fan.
No, I'm used to that. It's kind of, that's why it was my kind of a common joke. I tease Bob about it all the time, you know, but that's what makes it fun. You know, our guys, they don't get a lot of pats on the back, but you know, we know when we play well, we know when we help our team win. Also, we know when we don't do enough to help our team win, and we have to be consistent in order to be successful on special teams. And if we're being consistent and help our team win, we don't care about all the pats on the back and the accolades and all that stuff. That'll come with the wins. That's the most important thing.
It seems like Patterson's had a couple kickoff returns this season already, where he's maybe just one missed block away, or one person with short of breaking it loose. How do you kind of just get that where you seal off that final person?
Well, what happened this past week is that their guy folded. We couldn't get to him. And what you do against that is you run a counter back the other way to make them honest, which we've done a good job with this preseason and the season. And in past seasons, we run counters very, very well. So we try to keep people honest by running counters so they don't fold early. But the young man for Detroit folded early and made a nice play, because if we beat that one, it might be a touchdown. It was a well-blocked play for our guys. We just couldn't get to that guy.
How many different kind of plays do you have on kickoff returns?
It depends on the week. You know, we play, we always have direction returns. We have counter returns. We have middle returns based off what we've done in the past that have been good. We based off what our opponents are going to have out there on their kickoff team, who their better players are, who do we need to neutralize, that type of thing. Not a lot, but enough to keep people off balance.
Same for punts, or are punts always the same?
Yeah, very similar in that we're going to have not a lot of returns, but our matchups are huge there because they have, we have to double one gunner all the time because he's so good, or maybe their left wing is good, or their first protector is really good, and how we block them and who we put on those guys is important. That's what my job is, to make sure that we put the right people on there, good players, to shut them down, to shut down our punt team.
I hear more about matchups now in football than I used to. Is that changing? Did coaching used to be, this is my scheme and this is what your job is? Or has it always been matchup-oriented?
I would assume that it's been matchup-oriented most of the time. It's very much on our return games, it's very much like an offense, and in the coverage game, it's very much like a defense. I mean, you've got to do different things to keep your ball off balance, but Coach Zimmer says it all the time. Football comes down to blocking and tackling and doing your job and doing it at a high level and playing with passion and playing with more discipline than your opponent. And that's never changed in the game of football. I do know that.
The preseason lot was said as him as a returner. He hasn't been dressing, but in practice, has he gotten work at other places, maybe as gunners or somewhere else?
He works as a gunner. He works. He's been taught to play on kickoff team. He could be actually a pretty good gunner if you've given the time and experience, and he'll get there. He's still working as a kickoff and a punt returner. So he's still working hard. I know he's a little frustrated, and I think I would be too in his shoes, because he's such a competitor. He wants to play, but he's doing a real nice job for us.
What is it that makes somebody a good gunner? Like, what attributes?
Speed, quickness, want to, good tackler, having a mentality that you can put two guys on me, I'm going to beat you. Being a technician, we work really, really hard on the technique part of playing gunner, to combine the speed and athleticism that these guys have. And hopefully we'll go out to beat the guys. You know, the San Diego's vice is very, very good. So, again, we have our work cut out for us this week.
Is that a skill spot then? You don't hear people call a gunner a skill position.
Oh, it's absolutely skill. I think so. I think the best gunners in this league have a little bit more than the average gunners, whether it's God-given or technique that they've worked on, or both, a combination of the two, which is that's what I like to teach.
As a receiver, is Diggs a solid tackler?
You know, we train in the spring and in the training camp, we train all our offensive players that play on special teams. We do tackling drills specifically for them. I mean, the defensive guys are in there too, but we have to try to make sure that those guys, when in position to tackle, that they know what to do. And so we work real hard on that.
As long as Gerald's is dressing, do you feel there's a spot for Diggs to still dress?
You know, that's not up to me. You know, if Stephon dressed and Gerald's was back there, we might put two deep. You know, we could do some different things on kickoff return. You know, it could be fun for me. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good day.